We're back. Back with Gary, Gary Henry, presently of Stouffville, one of my favorite places in the world. I've lived here before. I don't live here right now. I'm in Markham, but I was here for many years. My son and daughter were basically brought up in this area, and I love it, and I love to come to Stouffville. And Gary, one of the things that hit me just before, and I just wrote the word down, was express or expression.
Yes.
And because you had alluded to the fact that you had not spoken as much about a certain area of your life,
yes,
maybe ever, especially on the air, and here you were doing it.
Yeah.
And I think expression is so, so important to the inner parts of a man or a person that... Unexpressed, we bury a seed that creates a problem, usually,
yes,
on the inside, because it's something we have to go around. Our computer processes differently because of that thing that's down in there and doesn't get expressed and pushed outside.
Yeah.
You had the answer to that. And also, you talked of, you know, not knowing your dad and what that's led to. You told me a little bit before we went on the air.
Yes.
Could you redo that and tell us of the, you know, the wonder of what's become of it all with the nieces and the, you know, the growth of the family and the fact that you're heading down there for to Virginia for a wedding and so on. Give us a little bit of that story. I think it'll be a lifter for a lot of the people out there.
Well... First of all, I'd like to say thank you again, Scott and Jay. It's mind-blowing. It's happening to me, and I can't believe it's happening to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, prayers that I prayed for most of my life, not knowing, but now finding out the things that I used to pray and pray just in case. Mm-hmm. Like if I had siblings... Well, I got 8 siblings.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, and give us the hockey story too. You got to do that.
The hockey. Oh, Steve. No. Former players would probably still hate on me in Quebec. We'll leave that there.
Okay.
Those no hockey too, sticks. But yeah. So, knowing what I know now, and experiencing this instant love from my siblings, because even though my dad passed before I got a chance to meet him, my father told my siblings about me.
Wow.
And
he knew of you.
He knew about me. Well, my sister told me, one of my sisters told me he used to weep when he thought about me.
Wow.
And that impacted me a lot.
Yeah, sure.
Right? Yeah. So the instant love that they gave me is something that I didn't expect. I mean, because you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first time I spoke to my sister or found out, I said, hey, I'm not here to cause trouble. I just want to find out about my dad.
Yeah.
And for her to say, you're not causing trouble, daddy told us about you.
Wow.
So it's just mind-blowing. But despite everything that I went through, which was not easy, I thank God for bringing me through it and showing me his hand on my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so my testament and my drive is to reach out to those who have given up hope, who are living in a dark place, and I can say to them, hey, the light is there because I've been there. I can talk about it to them because I've been through it.
Mm-hmm.
And so... my faith has increased, and my heart is for the fatherless, the broken, the one who nobody cares about. And it's just crazy. You'll go through a situation, Jay will go through a situation, and you'll go through that situation, and all of a sudden, it's like you're running into people who are going through it, and you're like, wow, like what are the chances am I going through with this person? And they have nobody to talk to, but here comes Scott. He's been through it. He's seen this type of thing happen. And so you bring relief to them because you went through. And even though you may not have fully gone through with some of the things that tragic things that you went through in your life, but you've come this far that you can help somebody who is not getting as far as you've gotten. Mm-hmm. And so we all carry that kind of burden. And God spoke to me through fitness.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it. Because I went through a tragic situation, almost tragic, and I couldn't do certain things. But things, I got healed, I got touched, and all of a sudden I'm doing these things, and I'm pushing this weight. And I'm saying, God, how come I'm pushing all this weight so fast? It shouldn't be. I've mm-hmm. done it before, but it shouldn't be now. Mm-hmm. What's up with that? Scott, you know what he said to me? Every pound represents a burden that you're pushing off of somebody.
Wow.
Now, for the common thinking man, what are you, crazy?
Yeah.
What are you drinking?
Yeah.
But I got it, and I still freaked out.
Yeah.
And that was a relationship between my mother and I.
Wow.
For 50 years. So what have you been carrying? What's that? What's Jay been carrying that we don't know about? Because we can't really, we don't want to speak for fear of being judged.
True.
So we keep on walking with the luggage
and
going nowhere.
People pleasers.
People pleasers.
I know. Yeah.
You know, so I've come to the point in my life, after all that I've been through, I don't have time to waste. I can't focus on woe is me, woe is people out there who are broken. Woe is the little kid who doesn't have a father. Woe is the kid who has a father, but the father doesn't know he's a father because he's stoned or drunk or the mother. What about them? How could you and I, you know, Jay, see that and not have a heart of compassion?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not, and it doesn't have nothing to do with money. It's just acknowledging that, hey, I see you.
Yeah.
How can I help you?
Yeah.
This, and it's a small thing. It's not about the big thing.
You know something, though, the weight, the pounds.
Yes.
And I go to the gym here locally.
And, yes.
That speaks to me immensely.
Oh, wow.
Instantly.
Come on.
Every step on the elliptical. And
yes.
Every pull.
Everything.
The, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And I think that. And every click on the Fitbit, you know, now makes more
sense.
More sense. And you've taken that to another level. And I see, like, even looking at your shirt, you're minister of sport.
Yes.
Cross trainer.
Yes.
You know? A faith fit for the call, and that's wonderful. Like you are what you say you are.
Yes,
and it's written all over you, literally.
Yes,
and isn't it great for you? And I can't tell you how you feel, but I know there's a comfortability in who you are and how you operate just by being here with you. And I'm thinking, you know, that says it all. Like, words fall off the end of the planet at some point, don't they? Where I just know.
Well, you see, I'll tell you this, Scott.
I know a pound now better than I ever did.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, and the funny thing, we're talking about weight. Now, God spoke to me, it was about 23 years ago. I just started peaking, pushing weight.
Yeah.
And on this one day, it's like, don't go to the gym, Gary. Don't go to the gym.
Mm.
I shouldn't have went to the gym. I should have been going to do some wedding planning with my fiance at the time.
Yeah.
And I still went to the gym, Scott. Gary, don't lift heavy. At that time, I was lifting 130 in each hand, dumbbell press.
Yeah. Wow.
So, boom, this guy that was... I took him on. He wanted to learn how to train, so he was training with me for about a month. So I did the 130s, and he said, hey, can I try it? Well, Gary said, oh, yeah, man, come on, let's do it. Well, I helped him put the weight on the tray.
Yeah.
I put the dumbbell in his hand. I put the other one in his hand, and then I went down like to give him like a boost up. I'm kneeling down, and his right hand gives out an 130-pound dumbbell. Boom, like a hammer on my great right toe. Boom, shatters it. Shatters it. Felt like somebody put a blowtouch there.
Yeah.
And guess what, my brother? I call that 130 pounds and then some of the Holy Spirit's voice. Now my big right toe, the great right toe, has its own brain.
Yeah.
So we learn through the process.
Yeah.
You know, As my pastor said, there's purpose in the process
exactly.
of everything that we go through.
Yeah.
You know, God meets us where we're at.
Yeah.
I want to know what Jay's been through.
Yeah.
What? How did he do this?
And how the lifers can smile and walk away happy.
Mindset.
Wow.
Mindset.
Yeah.
They're getting their mind right.
Yeah.
Do you know
yeah.
what you did? You walked in there not as this Scott. You were their doctor. You were their psyche. You were their brain doctor. You touched them in a way. There's many others who possibly do what you do, but not how you do.
Yeah, that's right. They're all different. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So your presence again. You walked in there selfless. You gave them your heart.
You know, that's a good word. Like, maybe that's what man's dream should be. How do I find my selfless position in this?
Come on.
In this world here.
Got to be selfless, man.
How do I find it, though? And how can, you know, C.S. Lewis once said, I don't think I've ever had but a selfish thought.
Wow.
You know, and... But I find in that arena, and only you describe it, I couldn't describe
yeah.
it. In that arena, I can be that.
Yes.
Because it's like I'm not there.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But you know, it's interesting because my eldest son, he's a hardcore trainer, football player and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, man, you're such a go-getter. And he said, Dad, I'm not a go-getter. I'm a go-giver.
Hmm.
I said, a go-giver. I said, wow. Flip the script.
Yeah.
It's not all about winning. I mean, it's nice to win.
Yep.
Don't get me wrong.
Yep.
But I was telling Jay, I said, hey, the faith race is different. I told him this the story behind the baton. And the relay race that I ran, the provincial championships. And
okay.
we won the race, but we got disqualified because they didn't justify seeing the guy crossing my lane, but they justified my hand. And I said, Jay, but, you know, God flipped the script because then he did something with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because as devastated as I was back then, if we would have won, I wouldn't have this ministry that I have right now.
Yeah.
And so everybody qualifies in this faith race.
Yep.
So it doesn't matter where you started. It doesn't matter where any of us start. It's how we finish.
Yeah.
Now, who knew that today I'd be sitting here? You wouldn't know that I still have the card from the Strawberry Festival last year.
That's right.
When there was a whistle booth. And I said, man, I'd love to go on the whistle one day. And I kind of spoke to the guy for 5-10 minutes. And so things didn't happen. We didn't connect. And like, here I am now.
Yep.
Who gets to meet the producer? Like, what? You're the producer?
Yeah.
What? He's Scott, what? I'm like, oh my God, beat me up, Scotty. So here I am in the whistle, you know? It's just amazing, God, man.
You're putting on a great, and it's not a performance, folks.
No, this is real.
But this is reality, and this is not TV. This is reality radio, and what I say all the time on the air is, we are unrehearsed, real time. We are what we are. We want to see the fall downs, the get ups, the breakdowns, the put togethers.
Yeah.
Not the hero.
No.
I'm not interested in the seemingly flawless, which doesn't exist anyway, life. You know what I mean?
I tell you this, Scott, you know, everybody looks at the capital letters, but nobody has time for the fine print. And the fine print is where the truth is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why, when a commercial comes on with such a fancy car and, you know, the flashing capital signs, you walk on this main street or a store, we see all the big sales signs, and then the fine print. What's your fine print, Scott?
You know, that was a great testament for Netflix. Now, if you take the advertising out of things, but how many people don't want that advertising? That is
right,
and nobody's expressing it other than things like that. You know?
Right, the fine print is the important thing, and your fine print is who you are, not what we see.
Yeah,
that's big and bold.
Yeah,
right, because the fine print is actually hitting in your heart,
mm-hmm.
your inside,
mm-hmm.
and so the other thing I say is this: like you said, this is not rehearsed. It's not easy to do this. It's hard work, but it's also heart work.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, which requires no fee.
Right? Hey, imagine if you and I had to pay for salvation.
Oh.
You know that scripture, Isaiah 55, is anyone thirsty?
Yeah.
Come and drink. It's all for free. It's like, what?
That's right.
I don't deserve this freedom.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know about you, but there's times when I didn't have money to do X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
But somehow, he looked out for me.
Yeah, that's right.
He looked out for all of us.
Yeah.
But he says, when we acknowledge him in all of our ways, and we honor him, get this. He says, he will come down. He will protect us when we're in trouble and honor us. I said, wait a minute. I got a problem with that.
Yeah.
Aren't we supposed to honor you? You say you're going to honor me? Hey, how cool is that?
Yeah.
So how can I not honor Great Scott and Super J? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got that red raptor hat. I mean, people are just, he's, I don't know, man. Is he Jay or is he really a raptor? Let me see your hands.
Raptor J.
Oh, Raptor J. You heard it here, folks.
Raptor J.
Yeah.
Invented, created, alive and well. Yeah. Living in the land of the living and probably staying here in Canada. That's, anyway, we're not going to go there. Kauai might. You never know.
Well,
you never know.
You know, my cousin, he got blessed because our in-law, he's director of sports science for the Raptors.
Okay.
So they were in the parade on the bus.
Oh, wow.
Oh, neat.
With Kauai.
Cool.
Holding that trophy and throwing stuff into the crowd.
Yeah.
And I was with the crowd.
Were you?
I was one of the sardines.
Well, you're big enough to to stay strong.
Size didn't matter, my friend.
No,
we're talking 2 million people.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's not about your size.
Oh, but you can handle a little bit of trampling better than the next guy.
Well, listen. I left home in one piece. I wasn't planning on going back in pieces.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
So
beautiful story.
Yeah. So, you know.
That guy, I believe that fellow is touched of God, too. I really do.
Hey.
I see him doing a couple of things when he's sitting there and he's a humble man. And just the way he, you know, doesn't have to say a lot of stuff.
Well, but, he doesn't speak a lot, but he's been through a lot.
Yeah.
When you know some of his fine print, it'd be like, wow.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And his thing, his dad died not in such a good way.
Okay.
So imagine that.
Yeah.
And this guy, he had to persevere through all of that.
Yeah.
You know, that's what drives us. And you talk about the elliptical. I look at people working out and I say to myself, that person's not really working out.
Yeah.
They're letting something go.
Yeah.
They're driving.
That's right.
Because they're beating themselves. It's about me against me, and then I'll deal with the world.
Yeah.
Right? When you go there, hey, half of it is getting to the gym.
Yeah.
Getting your mind right.
Yep.
As much as I've trained, and as long as I've trained, there's a lot of times I got to kick my butt.
To go.
Because you know what? Especially now, I got to practice what I preach.
Yeah.
Right? There's no days off. There's no days out for you and I to stop loving.
No.
We got to die to self moment by moment.
Yeah. And with that, and we want to finish strong.
Oh,
geez. Something someone said to me, and it meant everything. And at 71, I've got so much more to do. You know?
You're 71.
We all do.
You're 71?
Jay, take us out before I get complimented.
Jay, can you please take us out and check this man's ID? I will not associate myself with people lying the first day on the whistle.
Well, we'll check Scott's ID and then we'll be back here on Chin the Burden on Whistle FM.